KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. It's 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a 40% chance of rain this afternoon and a high in the upper 30s to near 40. Good afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, the Salvation Army in Omaha has kicked off its annual Tree of Light holiday charity campaign. The public turned out Friday at Midtown Omaha's American National Bank for the lighting ceremony of the giant Christmas tree. A day earlier, the Salvation Army held another tree lighting ceremony at American National Bank in Council Bluffs. The ceremonies kicked off the Salvation Army's Red Kettle Drive when bell ringers manned the collection of kettles outside of businesses in the Omaha and Council Bluffs area. The campaign continues through December 23rd. The money collected during the six-week campaign supports Salvation Army programs and services throughout the year, including food pantries, housing, utility assistance, behavioral health services, and education. All money raised through the Red Kettle Drive stays in the community where the funds are collected. The Omaha Police Department is looking to hire new officers over the next 2 years. Applications will be accepted beginning on Monday through December 28th. The city says it could hire nearly 100 new officers over the next 2 years as the city expands and a fifth precinct is added. Applicants must be at least 21 years of age before completion of training and must have a valid current driver's license. Qualified applicants also must have graduated from high school or obtained a GED certificate and must be able to perform the physical requirements of the position. Mental and physical fitness will be determined by examination. The department says new hires must work as uniformed patrol officers for 3 years before becoming eligible for other opportunities. The Cedar Falls Police Department is now accepting applications for a public safety officer. The northeastern Iowa city is seeking qualified candidates to test for the position, which has a starting annual pay of $51,000, while Police Academy certified candidates begin at more than $56,000. The maximum pay is more than $74,000. Applicants for that position must have 2 years of post-high school education, consisting of 60 semester or 90 quarter hours from an accredited college or university. Candidates must also meet the minimum hiring standards of the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. Testing will be conducted in Cedar Falls on December 2nd. The deadline for applications is Wednesday. Those interested may email jobs@cedarfalls.com or contact the Cedar Falls Police Department at 319-273-8612. Gasoline prices at Iowa service stations have risen by as much as a dime a gallon in recent weeks. Mark Peterson at AAA Iowa says that's bucking the norm as prices are usually relatively stable or falling during mid-autumn.
It's kind of interesting for this time of year. We actually saw it a little bit last year as well. The price volatility can be attributed to kind of a new trend that's emerged during October in the last few years, and that's an unexpectedly steady demand for gasoline at the end of the driving season. With prices still being somewhat reasonable, that you're seeing a lot more people starting to travel.
Gas prices in Iowa are averaging $2.52 a gallon, which is 2 cents below the national average.
What we've got right now still could trend up a little bit, but I think we're going to see it start to decrease a little bit as we get closer to the holidays and some of that traveling starts to decrease, obviously, with the weather.
While refineries are making the switch from summer to winter grades of fuel about now, several other factors are involved that will impact pump prices.
OPEC continues to push some prices a little bit higher because they're maintaining their production. And we are exporting a little bit more than we have in the past, and as a result of that, we're seeing some modest price increases.
The state's most expensive gas is in Cedar Rapids at $2.58 a gallon, while the Quad Cities and Sioux City are tied for the cheapest gas at $2.48. Well, state officials have said that an insect that's killed millions of ash trees has been found in yet another Iowa county, bringing the total to 53. Officials said in a news release this week that the emerald ash borer had been confirmed in southern Iowa's Decatur County. Infected trees usually lose their leaves at the top of the canopy and then die off spreads downward. The trees usually die within 4 years. Insects have killed tens of millions of ash trees and have been confirmed in 30 states. They're as native to Asia and were first reported in the U.S. and Michigan in 2002. The ash borers were first detected in Iowa in 2010. Bill Northey, the farmer from Spirit Lake who remains in the elected position of state ag secretary, has not directly addressed a senator's hold on his nomination for the job at the USDA. But on Wednesday night, Northey indirectly mentioned it during a speech at the Iowa Republican Party fundraiser.
Well, it's great to be here with you tonight. I can honestly say I didn't know if I was going to be here or not. I thought I might be off into Washington, but one of the great blessings of a kind of a slow process for me to get through my confirmation is to be able to be here with all of you. and to get a chance to be able to say thank you as well.
Northey was first elected as Iowa Secretary of Agriculture in 2006, and he won re-election in 2010 and then again in 2014. Northey thanked his fellow Republicans for supporting his first leap into politics nearly 12 years ago.
2006, as much as we try and forget it, we lost most of our races in 2006, and many of you were a huge part in helping me squeak by into a start of a Republican movement in the state of Iowa. And you all have been very, very supportive, and I appreciate it so much.
Northey finished less than 3% ahead of his Republican opponent in 2006. He was the only Republican to win statewide elected office in that year. On September 1st of this year, President Trump nominated Northey to be the USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is blocking a vote on Northey's nomination, though. The move is tied to the senator's request that President Trump meet with oil state senators who oppose federal production mandates for ethanol and biodiesel. A University of Iowa scientist said he and others who've served as advisors to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, are finding out in news stories that they've been removed or even demoted. Many of the scientists come from academia, and they say they're being replaced by scientists from industries regulated by the EPA. Professor Peter Thorne heads the U of I's Department of Occupational and Environmental Health, and he says until recently he had chaired the EPA's Science Advisory Board, which is the agency's most prominent advising body.
I was term limited, but I was nominated to continue, and I found out from the media that someone else had been asked to chair that going forward. I have not gotten official word, but my name disappeared from the website this week, so that's confirmation.
Thorne said he's worried about changes at the EPA will limit the agency's ability to protect public health and the environment. He says scientists from academic institutions serving as advisors are being marginalized by the agency's new leadership.
The scientists are being replaced by our industry scientists, people who have worked for industry, people who have worked for law firms that have sued the EPA.
Thorne says scientists who get EPA funding for research are now blocked from serving as advisors to the agency. He made his comments on Iowa Public Radio's River to River program. Also, federal inspectors have repeatedly ordered a southeast Iowa fur farm to improve its living conditions for ferrets, foxes, raccoons, and skunks that they sell to government laboratories and pet stores. The U.S. Department of Agriculture inspection report says animals living in lived in sweltering heat or maggot-infested filth, sometimes with decomposing corpses in the cages at Ruby Fur Farm, located 65 miles southeast of Des Moines. Owner Randy Ruby declined to discuss the reports, but a spokeswoman at an animal business advocacy group said some of the inspectors' claims were exaggerated, and when there were problems, Ruby addressed them. No enforcement action has been taken, but animal rights groups want the farm's animal dealer license revoked and the animals removed. A USDA spokeswoman has declined to say whether enforcement action is even under consideration. That is a check of our news brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.